The sprawling 49th Senate District that stretches from Schenectady deep into the Adirondacks has been held by Republican Hugh Farley for four decades. Farley, who is retiring at the end of the year, congratulated Tedisco on his win Tuesday night.
Jimmy, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
And you know what? He can run fast and he's going to hit that floor running.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Senator. Thank you.
Taking to the podium at his Clifton Park campaign headquarters, the Assemblyman, who has represented the Capital Region since 1982, thanked a long list of supporters and spoke about his record as a vocal minority party member.
In the final analysis, it's the character, content, and quality of your record, your ability to communicate with the citizens and bring their needs as a representative. You know, too many of my colleagues out there represent themselves and their families. We're not elected to represent ourselves and our families. I'm going to be elected to the 49th Senatorial District to represent the people who have given me the honor to be there, and I have to continually be in touch with them.
The future of the Senate hangs in the balance. Currently, it is held by a slim majority of Republicans and a group of breakaway Democrats. The Assembly and Governor's Office are run by Democrats. Tedisco has maintained that keeping the majority is important to provide balance in state government. The unofficial results Wednesday morning showed Tedisco taking 60% of the vote with 8,249 ballots. Tedisco fended off a challenge from political newcomer Christian Klug, a Northville realtor. Klug carried his native Fulton County by a wide margin and also eked out a win in Hamilton County. The Assemblyman, who narrowly missed winning a congressional seat in 2009, was gracious toward his primary rival.
Anyone who wants to get into this arena, I'm excited about, and I appreciate that. And I told him I'd work as hard as I could when I got the Senate to make him even more successful as a small businessman.
Despite the defeat, Klug was upbeat Wednesday morning as he reflected on his campaign that he began a year and a half ago.
You know, I have no regrets. It was one of the best experiences of my life. I got to meet a lot of great people as I was out campaigning, and you know, I'm excited for what the future holds.
Tedisco will go on to face Democrat Chad Putman in November. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.